Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. How many of you know that God's been great to you? Hallelujah. Can you just say thank you tonight, Lord? Thank you, Jesus, for being great to me, Lord God. Hallelujah. Verse number 3, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. If we had a trumpet here tonight, we would be sounding it right now. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and the organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. What does that ye part mean? Praise ye the Lord. Amen. If you got breath tonight, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord tonight in some kind of fashion. Whatever fashion that you have to praise the Lord tonight, let's give him a little bit of praise right now. Amen, amen. The Lord bless you tonight. You may be seated. I really don't have an ending on this message. I really don't have a body of this message, and that is dangerous for a preacher. Amen. Not to have any kind of structure. Amen. Because you could be all over the place. Amen. But tonight, if you have breath, Psalms 150 and verse number 6 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And I believe that any time that we come into his presence, any time that we get up in the morning times, we have breath. Any time throughout the day that we're on our jobs or we're on school or whatever we got going on, we got breath. So we should be praising the Lord. Amen. But especially when we come into his house, into his sanctuary. Amen. I made a video on Facebook this morning. I was here sitting, and it was quiet. The fans were turning, and the AC was on, and just in here praying. God, we need you, Jesus. Continue to move on our behalf. And I started looking at the ceiling and stuff, and I was like, man, you know, somebody put a lot of work into this. So I flipped out my phone and started recording myself. I do that every now and then, just because. But, you know, I started thinking, you know, I'm thankful for our heritage that we have here at our church. Thankful for the men and the women who slave putting up this column and these rafters and the roof and installing the new carpet and stuff on the walls, and, you know, which has been 20-something years ago. But, you know, the bricks. Somebody at some point in time was possibly struggling with one of these bricks going in. And they had to call somebody over, hey, how do I fix this? You know, my mind just goes and floats just to think that somebody had their time and their energy and their resources into building this sanctuary for God. Somebody had a vision. Somebody said, you know what? If we build a sanctuary where we can worship God, we can win people for God. We can win people for Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for your family, possibly, and my family, my grandfather, Brother Hart's mom and dad, and Sister Bacon's grandfather, and so many more. And Brother O.E. Davis, and Sister Kirk, and all the ones that were here way back in the days, they had a vision of, you know what, let's build a sanctuary that will inhabit the praises of the Lord. And that when we get together, we can play some music and we can have some preaching and we can experience Pentecost. And we can experience what God has for us. I just want to let us know here tonight that we have breath. And the scripture says that we should always give praise. I don't want you to ever lose your grip or lose hope or lose faith on praising the Lord. I know it gets tough and it gets rough sometimes, but the scripture is faithful to us. The inspired word of God. I'm thankful for that. Hallelujah. It could have been lost. Without the people here having a vision and having an understanding and being faithful, you know what? We're going to see this thing to the end. We're going to keep on until that last nail is driven into the roof up here, the shingles or whatever. Somebody had a vision that they stuck with it. And our praise, we got to stick with it, church. Even when you're sick, even on those days that you feel low, even on those days that you don't feel like everything is going right. You ever had those days when you wake up and, man, just nothing seems to go right? There was this man one time who was supposed to be preaching a convention. He's a preacher, okay? He wakes up and he realizes that his shirt's not ironed. He's already running late, and, you know, he gets all his clothes and stuff, and he has a stain on one of his shirts, so he's got to take it off and iron another shirt, and he's just having so many problems. And he runs downstairs, and he looks at his car, and he's got a flat tire on it. I mean, everything's going bad for him. This is a preacher. And he finally gets the tire and stuff flat. He's running late, supposed to be at an all-day convention preaching it, and he's late, and he just gets in his car and starts speeding along there. And he didn't see one of the stop signs, and he sped on through it. There was a cop on the other side, and he turned on his lights and stopped him, and he said, "Sir, what's going on?" He jumps out of his car and says, "Go ahead, give me a ticket. Nothing else is going right with me today." And the cop said, "Sir, I used to be like that before I came to the Lord. But sometimes that's the way that we feel. We just, nothing is going right in our day. And sometimes our actions can portray to people that we are different than what we really are." Amen? Did you know that whenever you are out and about, whether you're praising God or not, you're still praising God? With your actions, with your attitude, with your voice, with your words, with your language. With your language. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we have breath tonight, and we should be praising God every chance that we get. Amen. Psalms 146 and 1 starts off, verse number 1. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul." The other verse was talking about ye. Listen here. He makes it personal. He said, "Praise the Lord, O my soul." I get like that sometimes. I just thank you, Lord. I just praise you, Lord God, for what you've done for me. Thank you for being faithful to me, Lord God. Thank you for being true to me. Don't you like to have a true friend? That's how God is. Sister Dickerson, all the years that you've been serving God, he's been faithful to you. He's been a friend to us. But most of all, he's been a true friend to us. No matter what time of night it is, you can call on his name. No matter how many other people are on the party line talking to the Lord, you can always get in. Amen. And you won't ever get disconnected. How many got a cell phone? How many of you ever been in the middle of a phone call and phone call got dropped? You won't ever get disconnected with the Lord. Amen. "Praise the Lord, O my soul." Psalms 147 and verse number 1. "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely." Psalms 148 and verse number 1. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host." You notice something that keeps repeating itself here? Praise him. Verse number 3, "Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters to be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons in all deep, fires in hell, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and hills, and fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls, king of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens and old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. He has also exalted the throne, the horn of his people, the praises of all the saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. There's a pattern here that's talking about praise the Lord. And I just read that basically he's telling everything to praise the Lord. Moon and stars and sun and cattle and creeping foe and everything to praise the Lord. Amen. And dragons. Amen. Amen. Everything he's saying to praise the Lord. But we cannot lose our praise. The moment that you lose your praise, I'm telling you, the enemy will come in like a flood. He knows exactly what is going on in your life. Amen. Along with the Lord, he's watching you. And any chance that he gets, he's going to come in and he's going to attack. The Bible says that he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Sister Lozano was talking to me a couple of services ago over here, and she said that whenever she came back inside the church, a lot of the songs that she used to know, she couldn't remember them. Because it was like the devil done stole them out of her mind. He'll do that. He ain't trying to be your friend. I ain't never had a friend that stole from me. He's here to kill, to steal, and to destroy us. But what God say? I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So any chance that I get, I'm going to praise him. Any chance that I get, I'm going to jump for him. Any chance that I get, I'm going to do a little bit of dancing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord God. I'm not going to lose my praise, church. And I suggest that you do the same. Don't ever lose your praise. Don't ever lose your little dance, Brother Justin. When you get up here and you start feeling the Lord, you start doing this number right here, you may think that people are watching you, and they might be. But don't stop doing that, my brother. Be encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Psalms 22 and verse number 1. This is kind of a saddened scripture here. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? And my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted and thou didst deliver them. So evidently my brother here is having a little bit of problems. He's having kind of like a pity party. Lord, I can't feel you, Jesus. Why are you so far from me, God? Maybe it's not God that's so far from me. Maybe it's something that's going on with his self. Like we talked about this morning. Amen. Anytime that you come to church and you can't feel anything, it's not God. It's not the people that are around you. Amen. Maybe it's something that has crept in. There's a song that talks about a slow fade when you give yourself away. You're not going to backslide overnight. You're not going to say, you know what, I'm not going to come to church no more. This is it. Through. Because conviction will eat you alive. But as you slowly start to come back, you slowly back away from stuff. Hey, you want to be involved in the choir? No, I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. Hey, you want to help clean the church? No, I don't think I'm going to. You start backing out of stuff. Brother Grissom says it like this. If you are in a group and a bunch of bananas, you better stay together. Because if not, the one that is off by itself is going to get peeled. It's going to be taken. It's going to be eaten. You better stay with a bunch. There's also a story that this dad is talking to his sons, and he says, hey, take this big bunch of sticks and break them. And the kids have them, and they're trying to, you know, break them and put them up against stuff and trying to break the whole bunch together. And they said, Daddy, it's impossible. And he said, no, it's not. He unties the little string that's on there, and he grabs one of the sticks, and he breaks them one by one. When you separate yourself from the church and you get all out by yourself, the devil's going to attack you so hard. But when you can call on your brothers and your sisters and say, hey, I need some prayer. Hey, man, send them a text message. Hey, I can't go into any details, but just pray for me right now. Amen. And then somebody on the other line is not going to ever lose their praise, and they're going to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to call so-and-so so we can pray for you. Amen. And then a prayer chain starts going, and somebody might feel the spirit a little bit, and they might start dancing, and they praising about it. Hallelujah, Lord. You see the need that they have right now. Touch them and bless them. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Don't ever lose your praise, church. You're going to go through things. And there's no telling what is in our future that we're going to have to battle and that we're going to have to go through. But remember these words. Don't ever lose your praise. Don't ever lose your praise. Don't ever lose your worship. Don't ever lose your ability to just give God what he deserves. How many of you know that God deserves our best? Amen. So I'm going to ask you this since you said yes. Are we giving him our best? We talked a couple of weeks about making sure that we don't take any off nights. Satan ain't taking an off night. He ain't taking a vacation. He ain't taking a break. He don't take a Memorial Day off. Where that? That's not in these notes. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 16. There was two men that had been preaching, Brother Dickerson, and they had found themselves in trouble now because they were preaching the word of God. They had been beaten, and they had been thrown into a prison. The Bible says that they were thrown into the inner prison. There was a young man, I don't know if he was a young pastor or an elder pastor, but he had been preaching against homosexuality. And he had been thrown in jail because of it. And I thought to myself, I wonder if I would ever let that affect me. If somebody said, hey, you can't preach this, are you going to go to jail? And I thought so many times, I hope my family understands. I hope the church understands. They don't have to lock me up because I'm going to preach the word of God. Hey, man, whatever his word says and whatever it stands for, that's what I'm going to stand for. And that's what I'm going to stand against. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Grissom says it so plainly. If you have confusion in your mind about whether you are a male or a female, check your plumbing. Amen. In the beginning, God didn't create Adam and Steve, but he created Adam and Eve. Amen. They were able to multiply because they were male and female alike. Amen. Amen. Is this recording? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But two men, Paul and Silas, they had been beaten and thrown into prison because of the preachings that they had done. People told them, they said, you better stop preaching, we're going to throw you in prison. And they said, who should we obey, God or man? In Acts 16 and verse number 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sing praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Other people heard them praying and singing praises. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Just because they were in a jail cell, just because they had been beaten, just because they were not in a comfortable situation or in an area that they felt comfortable in. Sometimes when we don't feel comfortable in a situation, we feel kind of out of place. But these two young men, Paul and Silas, it didn't matter, Brother Arrington, if they felt comfortable, if they had a nice fluffy pillow, if they had a blanket to, you know, cover up with. The jails and the prisons they had back then had, man, today would be like paradise. Brother Bowman works out at the prison. Sister Nix works at the prison. Amen. They know it's not the best of situations, but I'm pretty sure back in the days it was a lot worse. But the scripture says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sing praises. How could they do that? Just got through getting beaten and now in prison because they had a made up mind that we're never going to lose our praise. No matter what situation that we find ourselves in, we're not going to lose our praise. No matter if we are put in prison, we're never going to lose our praise. No matter if we're going through some kind of heart issue, Brother Lozano, we're never going to give up our praise to the Lord. No matter if our bank account is a little bit dry right now and we're going to have to eat macaroni and cheese and beans next week, all next week, amen, we're still going to give him some praise. Amen. Some of you shaking your head like this right here, you know what I'm talking about, macaroni and cheese and beans and cornbread. Amen. No meat, though. Can't have meat this week. Maybe next week. Amen. But even though you're broke, still give the Lord some praise. Even though you're going through a trial, give the Lord some praise. Even though your health might not be going good, give the Lord some praise. You might have had one of the worst days you ever had in your life. Just give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you tonight, God. We worship you tonight, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. We worship you tonight, God. We give you praise tonight, Jesus. But these young men, they didn't let it hold them back. They prayed and they sing praises. And everybody heard them. Nowadays, Sister Dickerson, it seems like when we come down here to the altar, we're so afraid of somebody hearing us pray. We want to cover up our face and Lord, we ask you, Jesus. Amen. I'm not criticizing anybody. Please don't get me wrong. But I believe that we should let people hear us pray. Let them be encouraged. There was this young man that went off in the prayer room and he didn't know how to pray. There was this other man over here was praying. Boy, he was just getting at it. Lord, you've been so good to me. You've been faithful to me. And the man was right there beside him. He said, me too, Lord, me too. Me too. He didn't know nothing, but he heard somebody praying. What would have happened if that man would have been over there, Lord, you've been good to me. And he would have never heard him. But he got an opportunity to say, me too, Lord. Me too. Hallelujah. I believe that somebody here tonight, amen, is getting ready to experience a miracle in their life. Amen. I believe that somebody is on the verge of breaking through tonight because of your praise. Don't ever lose your praise tonight. Hallelujah. You may be like in a tunnel and you can't see light at the other end. It's almost like you're going through it blindly. You're touching the walls just to make sure you're standing up. Just keep moving forward. Don't ever lose your praise. Don't ever lose your praise tonight. 2 Samuel 6 and verse number 12. King David had a situation on his hand that he was taking the Ark of the Covenant from one place and bringing it into his house. But one of the ox had moved, and one of the brethren had reached up there to try to catch it, and the Lord struck him dead. So David got scared, and he said, let's let it stay in the house of Obed-Edom. Let it stay there. And verse number 12 starts like this, and it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom, and all that pertaineth unto him, because of the ark of God. I'm going to tell you how important the ark of God is. His spirit is important to our lives. It's going to bless your life, Sister Everett. It's going to bless your home. It's going to bless your children. Because you have the ark of God in your home. Amen. You have his spirit living inside your home. It's going to bless you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So David went and brought up the ark. See, this was the second time. First time he tried, he got scared. This time here, he was like, well, wait a minute. The Lord's blessing his house. Why can't it bless my house? That's the way some people have to get. You know what? I see, man, that Brother Carey keeps getting a blessing from the Lord. What are you doing, my brother? Well, I'm just being faithful to the house of God. You know, I'm just giving him all that he deserves. Giving him his praise. Well, you know what? I'm going to start doing that. That's what David had in his mind. He was like, you know what? If he's blessing him, I'm going to go get that ark, and I'm going to bring it where it was supposed to be at. Amen. He brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. He was happy. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. David knew that there was something important about the ark of God, that he had to give everything to the Lord. Is that how we should be tonight when we have an opportunity to be in his presence, to give him our all? To praise the Lord with all of our might. Some of you are needing something from the Lord here tonight. But what would happen right now if you stood up on your feet and you praised the Lord like it had already come to pass? What kind of service would we have here tonight, because you are coming expecting something to happen in the house of the Lord tonight? What if you just went ahead and praised the Lord for already answering your prayer? You can already see it already come to pass. What kind of service would we have tonight? What kind of outpouring of his spirit would we have tonight? What kind of day of Pentecost would we have in this place tonight? Because you see your miracle coming to pass. You see his presence pouring out upon you tonight. Hallelujah. But David danced with all of his might. Everything that he had in him. The Bible says that he danced before the Lord. And David was girded with the loin ephod. So David and all of his house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And the ark of the Lord came into the city of David. Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. So what I was talking about this morning, that somebody had criticized somebody about their worship. And they had talked to me about it. And I said, man, don't tell me who said that, because I don't want to know. The possibility that I might have had her attitude and despised the person that criticized them. Amen. But all of us have our own way of worshiping. And I'm thankful for that, because what would happen if we all danced and we all worshiped like Brother Kofor? We'd be killing each other. Try to run around here with our hands all up in the air. Amen. But we got to have that. And then we got to have a little bit of Sister Flat over here just clapping her hands. Woo! Thank the Lord. Amen. Some of Brother Carey just sitting there. You know what, Lord? You're so good to us. You've been good to us. Amen. Sister Barbie with her hands in the air. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and despised him in her heart. And they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the men, to the women as men, to everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all people departed, everyone into his house. Then David returned to bless his household. Sometimes when you walk through your doors, the enemy will meet you. You just got through having a Holy Ghost fiery service, and sometimes when you walk through your doors at the house, that enemy will meet you right there. And he'll be like, "Hey, buddy, welcome home." I told you a story one time that I had made it home before my wife and my kids, and I was, this is not something that I normally do, but I was washing some clothes, amen. And I was in there getting the clothes ready in the washing machine, and I just felt an evil spirit come all around me. And I said, "What you doing, buddy? You got to get out of here. In the name of Jesus, you got to leave this place. There's no place for Satan in my home." Hallelujah. He knows that. I don't know why he even came messing around. Amen. But sometimes he'll come messing with you just to see how far he can push you. You ever had kids like that before? And just nag at you just to push mom and daddy just to see how far they'll go? And some of you have snapped and almost taken off one of the heads. Amen. That's how the devil will do. He'll push at you and he'll try to get you. He'll just keep on and keep on and keep on and keep on just to see how far he can push you. And some of us have let the devil win. Some of us have let it discourage us to where at the point that our praise is gone. Our worship is gone. Our dance is gone. And something that the Lord had given us and blessed us with, now we have taken it for granted and we've put it on the back burner and said, "Lord, I'm discouraged tonight. I can't do that. I want to be in the mindset that when the Lord moves and his spirit moves, I want to move with him." Amen. When he tells me to jump, I want to jump. Brother Adams, when he tells me to stand up and shout hallelujah, I want to stand up and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There have been times in service I just want to stand up and just shout something. I just want to just holler. Woo! There was this man one time that he had just gotten saved and he didn't know much about church and so on and so forth. I'm using a lot of Brother Grissom's stories here tonight. Amen. He didn't know really much about church or anything, so he was in church one time. Boy, he felt the Holy Ghost moving all over him. There was somebody that had asked him. He said, "Hey, how do you feel?" He didn't know exactly how to feel. He just reared back and said, "Hot dog!" Amen. That's the best thing that he could come up with, but he gave his praise. Amen. It worked. Amen. Hallelujah. Then David returned to bless his household. I'm going to stop there and get stuck again. Amen. When we went to men's conference, the last service of that conference, the preacher got up and he said, title of my message tonight is, "What Are You Taking Home?" Did you know that there are things at work, spirits at work that can attach itself to you, and when you walk into your home, those spirits will be there with you. Just want to let you know here tonight that anytime that you teach or preach or whatever, you preaching to yourself too. Amen. Because there's thoughts that pop in your mind about things and circumstances and situations in your home. Amen. But there are things that I said that for my wife's benefit. Amen. Amen. I had told y'all a while back when I used to sit down there with her, and Brother Grissom was up here preaching, boy, and he was stepping on toes, and I used to have bruises in my side here because she would like nudge me, boom, boom, boom. Every time something was said, and she knew. Amen. But there are things at work and in school that will attach themselves to you. Spirits. And you will take those things home. And if you're not careful, then all of a sudden you'll start seeing those spirits manifest themselves in your children. And possibly in your wife. And possibly in yourself. I'm telling you, the devil is a sly old fox. And if I could catch him, I'd put him in a box. And I'd lock the door and I'd throw away the key for all those tricks that he's played on me. Amen. But he will try to destroy us, church. But we can't get at the point that we lose our praise. We got to keep moving forward. We got to keep praising him even when things are not going good. Amen. Let's try this again. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michael, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David. Notice that something that was despising him, something that had a problem with him, didn't wait for him to come all the way into the house, but she met him. Sometimes our problems are like that. They're going to meet you way before you're even ready for it. You ain't even got home, got sit down in your recliner, got a glass of tea in your hand, and problems already starting. Amen. But Saul's daughter came out to meet him and said, I wish I had a good lady's voice because this would be good right now. How glorious was the king of Israel today? She's being sarcastic. Who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaidens and his servants as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself. She was being a smart aleck. Amen. Problems were meeting David. Even though the Ark of the Covenant, even though that spirit had now been brought back to his home, he was still having to deal with some things. Even though you might be in the spirit, and even though you might have everything going good like you think, man, you just got out of a Sunday night service and then Monday everything hits the fan. All kind of problems. That's what David was experiencing here. He had just went and got the ark, brought it home. Still having problems. Lord, I thought when I give my life to you and receive your spirit that everything's supposed to be good. Amen. Somebody has told you a story. And it ain't been a good one. Amen. Because when you're out there messing with the devil's stuff, he ain't going to fight you. Because he knows he got you. But the moment that you step and you say, you know what, I'm going to take a stand for this, all hell is going to come unloose on you. He's going to send spirits your direction. He's going to send imps your direction. But my Bible tells me that greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in the world. Hallelujah. We got a God that's greater than any enemy that we have to face out there. Hallelujah. The Bible also says that there is no weapon formed against me that's going to prosper. Hallelujah. I believe it's Marvin Sapp that sings that song. No weapon. I'm going to let him sing it. But man, he can sing good. But no weapon formed against us is going to prosper, church. It won't work out. And Satan knows it. But he keeps coming at you. He keeps coming at you. My wife always says that I'm just persistent. I'm just keep on about stuff. That's how the devil is. He just keeps on at you. Keeps on, keeps on, keeps on, keeps on. Because he's thinking, well, maybe one of these days they'll trip and they'll fall. Amen. Verse number 21, and David said unto Michael, it was before the Lord which chose me before thy father. In other words, God chose me before he chose Saul. And before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord and over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord. Therefore, in other words, what he's saying is, I don't care what you think or what you say or how you respond to the way that I worship. I'm going to continue to worship. I'm going to continue to praise because that's what I do. That's what I do for the Lord, as I praise and I jump and I shout and I give him my praise. Hallelujah. No matter what you say about it, Brother Terrence. Amen. No matter if you criticize the way that I worship or not, I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm going to keep on doing it. Hallelujah. Because you know what? God chose me. Brother Terrence didn't choose me. Amen. I'm trying to please God here tonight, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know that we're supposed to be servants and love one another. And I love each and every one of you. And anything I can ever do to serve you, please let us know. Amen. Because that's what I want to do. But first and foremost in my life, I want to make God happy. And I believe that if I do that, everything else will work out all right. Matthew 6 and 33. I love that verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't worry about what you're going to eat tomorrow or what you're going to wear. Or don't worry about it. You put God first in your life and everything else is going to straighten up. It's going to line up in place. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Lozano, if you please come tonight. And if you will, church, stand with me tonight. Verse number 23 of this sad story. The one that just got through criticizing David for the way that he worshiped. The Bible says, therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. So I warn you tonight not to criticize people about their worship. They may not worship the way that you want them to worship. They may be a little bit loud sometimes. You might be sitting beside them and they may be loud. Well, the best way to fix that is just find another seat. Or Brother Kerry just said, be louder. Amen. If you got sensitive ears, we have one member of our church that brings earplugs and puts in his ears. Hey, I'm under the mindset, whatever floats your boat, amen. If that's what you want to do, if you need earplugs to be able to worship God, amen. Have at it. But we can't ever lose our praise, church. We can't ever lose the thing that gives God a smile on his face. I'm using my own imagination. I'm really good at that. But I believe that when we start praising him and he starts hearing the songs and the worship, puts a smile on his face and he says, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's why I created you. Brother David, that's why I created you. Brother Ben, that's why I created you. But if God is talking to somebody tonight and saying, that's why I created you, is to give me praise and to worship my name. I know I said it a while ago, but what would happen if we just lift up our hands and just give God thanks for what he's already going to do in our life? We may not see it come to pass, but let's give him praise tonight. Let's give him glory like our healing has already come to pass. Let's give him praise tonight that we've already received the Holy Ghost. Some of you have been praying about it, and Lord, I need the Holy Ghost, but let's just give him praise tonight like it's already come to pass. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, Lord, for a healing touch that you're already doing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you're already working on our behalf, God, and we thank you for it, Jesus. Before we ever brought the need before you, God, you see where we're at. You already know where we're at, Lord God. You see the valley that we're in right now, Lord God. You see the backside of the mountain that we're in right now, Jesus. And we need you tonight, Holy Spirit. We need your anointing power, Lord God, to flow through my life. We thank you tonight, Jesus, in advance for what you're already doing for me, Lord God. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, Jesus. We lift up your holy name, God. We lift up your holy name, Jesus.
Lift your praise.
God, in the name of Jesus. We worship you tonight, God. We worship you tonight, Jesus.
Praise is to you.
Hallelujah.
Lift your praise is to you.
God, we worship you tonight, Jesus. We give you the praise that you deserve, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm playing. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to reach over, if it's appropriate, take the hand of your person that's standing next to you, or put your hand on them, or your arm on them, and I want you just to pray for your neighbor right now. It can be 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, 75 people, whatever. Amen. Let's lock arms tonight. Let's just give the Lord a little bit of praise tonight. Let's pray for your neighbor that they will never lose their praise. Hallelujah, because it is important that we never lose our praise, church. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need you tonight, God. Thank you, Lord God, in advance for us never losing our praise, God. We praise you at all times, Lord God. Your word says for us to praise you, Lord Jesus. Let everything that hath breath praise you, the Lord God. Help us, Lord Jesus, when we're going through trials in our life and when we're going through temptations in our life, God, to give you praise, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless my neighbor tonight, Lord God. Bless the person that's standing next to me, Lord God. Bless my mom or bless my dad tonight, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor tonight, God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. The Holy Ghost is moving through this place tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we glorify your name tonight, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Jesus. We thank you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We don't ever want to lose our praise, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, there's a lot of organizations nowadays who may have several different services at their church in a day. And one service may be a traditional service, and another service they'll have like a contemporary service, which has music and drums and bass, and they raise their hands. Years ago, they didn't used to do that. It was just come to church, preach, pray, and then leave. But our praise is what identifies who we are. Yes. As Pentecostals, we are not afraid to shout and to run around and to give God praise and to give God glory whenever the Spirit moves on our life. That identifies who we are. We can't never let that go down like that, because there are other organizations who are watching us. And the things that we back off on, they're thinking, wonder why they're doing that. But we keep moving forward. And the Spirit of God keeps moving and things keep happening. And then they start changing their ways. Amen? We're not supposed to conform ourselves to the world. Amen? But we're hoping that the world will start conforming themselves to the church. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. And now you can see at all these different concerts and stuff that they're having or whatever, people got their hands lifted in the air and they're worshiping the Lord. You didn't used to see that back in the days. But they're starting to open up to different things. Just the other, and if you're Baptist here, please forgive me. But the other day, the Baptist organization voted on allowing speaking in tongues back into their church. I don't know if it's back into their church, but they now are allowing speaking in tongues in their church. I think that is so awesome. We've been praying for that. Lord, open up an area. Reveal yourself to somebody's life in this city, Lord God, another church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just like the scripture says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And I believe that's what God is getting ready to do. He's starting to change people's minds and change their thinkings and changing their strategies on things. And he's starting to allow his movement into all different kind of churches, all different kind of organizations. Amen. Of course, we know that's the way it should be. Because the day of Pentecost, that's when the church started. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost, so why would we want it any other way? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is so good to us, church. God is so good to us. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. God is so good to us. All the time. God is good. Amen. 29. Amen. Still a baby, huh? Amen. I don't know how to end the service. Amen. I don't know if we want to pray and then end it or just let you be dismissed in the fear of the Lord. I don't know. But I don't want you to lose your praise, church. And it don't matter if it's a Wednesday night.
All right.
Or if it's a Tuesday night prayer meeting service. Amen.
Yes.
Coming here with enthusiasm and yes. Hallelujah, Lord. You've been good to me today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's ask God to dismiss us here tonight and be with us. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, give you praise for this awesome day that you have given to us, Lord God. On this day of Pentecost, Lord God, so many years ago, God, you have poured out your Spirit for the first time. God, we thank you for that, Jesus. And we have experienced that today, Lord God, another outpouring of your spirit upon all flesh here today, God. And we just thank you for that. We ask that you would go with us from this place. And don't ever let us lose our praise, God. When we're going through trials and tribulations and situations in our life, we ask that you would be there with us, God, and strengthen us. Let our brothers and our sisters, Lord God, be an encouragement to us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you've been so good to us so far. We don't know what's coming down the pike, Lord God, but we do know that we're going to put our trust in you. Because you are all that we have, Lord. You are all that we have, Jesus. Our hope and our trust is in you. Our faith is in you tonight, God. And we thank you for that, Jesus. Amen. Lord bless you tonight. Hope y'all have a safe Memorial Day tomorrow. Lord bless each and every one of you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your support. Amen. Let's win some souls for the Lord and let's have revival. Amen. Hallelujah.